This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. I just want to be a good teammate, good employee, good lover. I'm going to channel my inner Aaron Rodgers. Not necessarily in that order. I wonder what the ayahuasca sales are doing since Aaron Rodgers brought this up. And people get really... Pauly, would you check the stock on ayahuasca?
Sure thing. Yeah. Big Bart.
Yeah. But, you know, the people who've gone through this treatment ceremony, they're like, they're very, very defensive about it. Like, hey, don't knock it, man. You got to try it. Hey... It changed your life. I'm just having fun with Rodgers' reaction to it, that he wants to be a better teammate and citizen, and I just didn't need to know that he wanted to be a better lover or is going to help him. Yes, Paul.
Did you somehow get ayahuasca blowback this weekend?
I did.
Talking to
you? I did. Some people were like, man, why you seem open-minded to things? And I go, I am. I was just having fun. Just poking a little bit of fun. Yeah, see.
Yeah, well, maybe you should think again about it.
I am giving it great thought again and still having fun at Aaron Rodgers' expense. There wasn't a protest outside my house like the ayahuascans.
Oh, it'd be an interesting protest, though, I can tell you that.
Yes, what they would be doing outside wouldn't be good. Not on my lawn. You can't do that.
It's in Woodstock.
Yeah, you can't throw up on my lawn. But... Aaron Rodgers, I'm glad he's in a great spiritual place. Yes, Paul.
But you know how this is. Ayahuasca is like this cool trend. Then it gets real popular. Then it gets played out. Then, like, it's on Chipotle. It's on the menu at Chipotle. You get ayahuasca in about 4 or 5 years. It'll just be totally played out.
I don't know. What was the drink? Absinthe?
Absinthe?
Absinthe.
That's a European.
Oh, no. I was in France and had it. And I remember there was a guy there. He goes, you got to try this. You can't try this in the States. And I go, all right. So I tried it, and I was like, all right. I tried it. Yes, Don.
But they find it makes you absinthe-minded, so it's not okay. Good, especially for what you all do right. For a living. You have to have your memory.
Bloop, bloop. I'll give you 2 on that one. Very, very generous. But I'm in a good place spiritually.
You are.
That's why.
You could tell.
Yes, I am.
You're a good lover.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
You know, of all the things I've heard at a press conference, I always go, man, I've heard everything. I just, Paulie, would you check? Did Roger Staubach ever say that with the Cowboys?
Yeah,
that,
some great barbecue down there?
Yeah, he wanted to be a great businessman, a great teammate, great citizen, great lover.
I think it was just known.
It was implied.
It was just implied.
Yeah. But he was Roger the Dodger, so it was hard to pin him down and get some answers out of him. By the way, the Cleveland Browns, they don't need any more drama. We're waiting to find out what happens with Deshaun Watson. And now you got Kareem Hunt saying he wants to be traded, wants a new contract. And nobody wants an old contract. They always want a new contract. It's like you got a new baby as opposed to, you're right. He wants to be the featured back here. Well, the problem is Nick Chubb is really, really good. By the way, over under rushing touchdowns, Nick Chubb this year in Cleveland, according to DraftKings. Todd?
8.
Seton?
7.
Marv?
13.
Paulie?
9.5.
10.5. Nick Chubb over under rushing yards this year. Fritzy?
938.
Seton?
850.
Marv?
1,100.
Paulie?
1,220.
1,200.
Dang.
1,200.5. Isn't that amazing? They put in 1,200.5. Wouldn't it be great if it ended up at 1,200? Well, unless you had the over. Yes, Paulie.
Kareem Hunt's in a weird position because I think he's like 26, 27 years old. He's a fantastic running back. I mean, he's better than most in the
league.
Well,
is there a better backfield than Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt?
I would bet the ranking.
I mean, the Cowboys got Pollard, who I love, but I love him more than Zeke Elliott. But it's nice having Zeke Elliott, good running back. But Kareem Hunt, great pass catcher. Nick Chubb is, I mean, he's underrated. Yeah, Paul.
Kareem Hunt, when his first year in the league, he ran for 1,300 yards. He had 50 catches. He's a great receiver. He's in his prime. He wants to have his own team. But, you know, that's a tough one. 'Cause like a team like the Rams or a high-end team could add him. Oh, my gosh.
And the Browns rescued him after what happened, in Kansas City, the incident in the hotel. But, he probably feels, it's a long time ago. I want to be a featured guy now. But, it's Kevin Stefanski, the Browns coach, said, no, I don't think so. I think we're going to keep him around here. I love how you have these quarterback issues in preseason. So obviously the Rams that's serious with Matthew Stafford, or it could be serious. Then you have, I don't know what's going to happen with Alvin Kamara with the Saints. Has the commissioner ruled on what happened in Vegas? Like, we're waiting to find out how many games he's suspended. You got Deshaun Watson. What's going to happen with him? Kareem Hunt wants out. Wants to go to his, another team. You got the Washington Commanders. There's concerns about Carson Wentz's accuracy. That's a big deal when it comes to a quarterback. Hey, what are you worried about? He's not very accurate. I just want to know, did Washington upgrade significantly from Taylor Heineke to Carson Wentz? And I don't know, because, physically, is Carson Wentz still gifted? I mean, there are times when you'd watch him where, there was a Cam Newton, Andrew Luck feel to him athletically. But, the mental aspect of this, because there are former teammates who don't have nice things to say about him. And now you're on your third team and feels like this is your last team to be a starter with. Because if it doesn't go well here, you're not going to be a starter probably again in the league. But if you're already concerned about that. Here's Ron Rivera, the Commanders head coach. He's not concerned. It'd be news. I don't even know why I'm playing this. Well, play it, Marv.
I think it's a lot better than you're giving him credit for just because of the way things happen in practice. There's a lot of little nuances that we see, that we look at, that we get to review. Yeah, there's some inaccuracies, but it's nothing that, we are overly concerned with.
He didn't have bad numbers last year. It's just when there was a game on the line, you can't trust him. And towards the end of the season, you couldn't trust him. I think he was 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. But those almost feel like Kirk D. Cousins numbers where you go, man, pretty good. They're pretty good. But Kirk D. Cousins throws more touchdown passes. Plus, Mike Zimmer not being in here, I'm curious what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins and that offense there. Yes, Todd.
But when you hear there's some inaccuracies, we're not overly concerned. The season starts like in 4 weeks.
I know, but if you said, I'm concerned about it, then it's news. If the coach is not going to go, like, that's what stood out with Sean McVay, where Sean McVay goes, yeah, you know, this is abnormal to have, you know, this elbow feel like that, look like. And we jumped on it because it felt like he was being honest about this. If he would have said, oh, no, he's going to show up. He'll be there.
Merely a flesh wound.
Yeah. Joey in Boston. By the way, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Best and worst of the weekend, Joey in Boston joins us. Lead off this final hour. Ross Tucker, our good buddy, was at the Hall of Fame festivities. He went to Tony Baselli's party, and all he did is tweet out pictures of the food there. So Ross will join us coming up. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Got the best and best. Okay. Fellow St. Elizabeth grade school and Oklahoma Sooner alum PGA Tour rookie Max McGreevy placed top five this weekend at the Wyndham.
All right.
And then my bestest, you know, Dan, I live in Boston, so I went to Union Oyster House this weekend for dinner, and it was crazy. I saw so many Fritzy fans there. So much shocking in my life.
Wow. Wow. All right.
How about that?
Shocking. He was doing a little Fritzy.
Yeah, shocking.
Very nice.
Do you do that when you're not here at work?
Yes.
I probably do, and I'm either not aware of it or it's the, you know, the family doesn't bring it to my attention.
Sometimes.
I'm used to hearing that.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Shocking.
But I think it's because you feel like you've got to get your opinion in or your thought in real quick. And then you speak too quickly. I didn't know if you feel that way at home.
It does instigate that problem when I try talking too fast.
Okay. Yeah, I told you. Just slow it down a little bit. Let it breathe a little bit. All right?
Got to work on that.
You need some maybe ayahuasca. I think you need to find like an inner peace. And you'll be a better teammate.
I probably need to be a better lover.
Lover.
You get it when you can get it.
Wait.
I gotta find out who's who and what's what.
What happened there?
He just wants to be a better lover. It's the stat of the day.
That feels like you made a mistake with your small hands and you hit the wrong button. You were going to hit, no, you were going to hit another button.
No, no, no. I was definitely
yes,
not.
Yes, you were.
I was not. I was not going to hit this
that
button.
He wasn't even sure if he could
show up. That's what you were going to hit.
I was not going to hit that button, not one bit.
He wasn't even sure.
He can play one more time.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
Not going to lie, I kind of lost the thread of the show ever since that caller called in and was like, I found a lot of C fans of Fritzy. I have no idea what's going on.
Shocking. Oh, Barry in Santa Fe. I'm sure we're talking about the Mets. Here we go, Barry.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. And let's talk about something this morning that people actually care about. Baseball. Best of the weekend, Saturday, the Mets sweep a doubleheader from the scary Braves, and Sunday, total degromination.
Oh, degromination.
Okay.
Bloop, bloop. Thank you, Barry. Jacob degromination.
Degromination.
12 strikeouts on 76 pitches. Since baseball started tracking pitch counts in 1988, third time a pitcher has recorded 12 or more strikeouts with 76 fewer pitches. Took a perfect game into the sixth inning. Here's the stat of the day. DeGrom has 1,519 career strikeouts through 200 baseball starts. Since 1906, only three pitchers have more strikeouts through their first 200 career starts. Anybody want to take a guess on this one? Fritzy, I'll start with you.
11.
Were you not listening?
Was it? I was listening.
Why don't you just say I didn't hear you?
I felt like I took a chance. Everything's been numbers. I had a good chance of getting it if I threw out a number. But if you said, like, how many rushing yards for like Ezekiel Elliott, and I said 11, that would be bad, too. So you're looking for the name of a person.
11 Johnson.
No, you know what? You're thinking of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
You're
exactly.
thinking of the star of Stranger Things. 11.
Six.
No, her name is 11.
That's Blossom. 11? Was Blossom
oh,
Six?
Yeah, wasn't there a character named Six on one of those TV shows?
Yeah, very telling, Fritzy.
Frankie Johnson.
What are you doing that you're not listening
to
the show?
I turned away for a second.
What?
I was reading like a mean tweet about something, and I lost concentration for a second there.
But why don't you read the tweet during the commercial
break? I should have done
it.
I just caught my eye, and then all of a sudden there's a question, and I'm like, 11 is my guess.
How many passing touchdowns did Tom Brady have last year?
Pedro Martinez.
Burt Jones.
Only three pitchers have more strikeouts through their first 200 career starts than Jacob DeGrom. One is Pedro Martinez. One is, oh, yes, Eaton.
I was going to guess Tim Lincecum.
Tim? Oh, no, but that's a good guess.
I was paying attention.
Paulie?
Randy Johnson?
No. Nolan Ryan. No, I'm not done yet. I said three.
I was on top of things, though. I'm ready.
No, you're not. Anybody want to guess? Left-handed pitcher, 200 career starts. Todd, don't even act like you're thinking of a guess.
I was going to say Steve Carlton.
No, you're not. No.
Steve Carlton.
You're not involved in this.
Is any of them wearing number
11? Why don't you read your mean tweets over there?
Clayton Kershaw.
No.
I'm not going to try to say that.
Sheesh, Shabatia. No, it's not him.
Sandy Koufax?
You guys are the worst.
The answer is...
Warren Spahn.
Chris Sale.
Be number 11 by any chance?
Chris Sale. Here comes that what? Stat of the day. Oh, yeah, Paulie.
Smoltz.
What if I find out I have a legitimate health problem associated with that?
That's it'll not still be, so be funny. Yeah, cool. It will be.
Yeah?
Yes.
Great.
Yes. I just want you to be a better teammate, a better citizen, and a better lover.
And pay attention to the show.
And pay attention to
better
the show.
Listener.
So who's the pitcher? 11? Said it so confidently, too.
You did.
So who's the pitcher I'm looking for? 11.
Yeah, number, what? Number 11. He was... Duh.
Well... Last hour, we had maybe the greatest offensive lineman in NFL history. Coming up next, Ross Tucker will join us after this. Oh, man. You've heard me talk about these data breaches, and they're going on constantly. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Personal information get exposed very often. Put so much information out there. And it's dangerously easy for a cyber criminal to steal your identity. Protect your identity with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. The identity theft protection starts right here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. LifeLock by Norton. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan, with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. What was the poll question we went with in the final hour, Seton?
Well, I went with one that I didn't ask you about, but we sort of hit it off air a little bit.
Okay.
If your finger was bent the wrong way, would you keep it as is or have it removed?
So Anthony Munoz has a pinky finger that it points. I mean, it's a right turn. A hard right turn.
Yes.
Yeah, Paul.
It's uncomfortable for us to look at, but for Anthony Munoz, a pretty tough guy, is it uncomfortable with day-to-day life, or is he so used to it that it's no longer uncomfortable?
See, like when I look at a hand like that,
yeah,
and your pinky is like headed, you know, due east or west, right? I would imagine it getting caught on a lot of things, and that would really drive me crazy because it can't really serve a functional purpose anymore, right? Or like just think about every time you go to put on gloves.
Yes.
every time that you go to open a doorknob or a car door or something like that. Yeah. I'd imagine it always being in the way.
Ross Tucker played the position, our good buddy here. Let's look at your fingers. Are they deformed at all?
No, maybe that's why I wasn't as good as those other guys.
Look, your hands look like a baby. Like they're pristine.
My hands are fine. I don't have big hands. You're right about that. Well, Dan, to be fair, I have a huge head. So, like, I got to go closer with my hands to the camera, maybe. But, no, in all sincerity, I have really short arms. I was not a great puncher, which is important. It's why I was not a great pass protector. So I dislocated my thumb. I remember the first day with the Cowboys, I dislocated this finger and they had to pop it back in. But I never had it go left turn or right turn. But those guys, there's receivers also, Seton. There's receivers that have fingers go. Torrey Holt has a finger going in a crazy direction. But I don't know that I've ever heard any of those guys actually remove it. I think it ends up being functional in its own way. They get so used to it, they know how to like use the right angle. Like they probably can hold a beer can better than like you realize. They just put it in between the they got their own cup holder.
All right. And I want you to know this coming from a good place with due respect to you that you played the game. All right, we had Anthony Munoz on. Make a case, might be the greatest offensive lineman in history. So the difference between you playing in the NFL, playing offensive line, and Munoz playing offensive line, but being a first ballot Hall of Famer, like what are the traits that he has had that you didn't? Or, you know, what's the separation there with being in the NFL and then going to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, so very fair question. And I would say, put Munoz to the side for a second, Dan. The difference between a starter, like I started 25 games and played in 45 over 7 years. The difference between that and a guy that starts for over 100 games and plays 50, it's not as much as people think, Dan. It's like if a game is 70 snaps, an elite player, a longtime starter, they'll do the right thing. They'll get a plus. They'll accomplish their mission 68 snaps, whereas a guy like me is maybe 65, 66. It's not as many plays as people realize. And by the way, those two plays might not impact the game at all, but it's not as much of a difference as people think. But over time, over the course of the season, that does make a difference. Munoz just had absolutely unbelievable feet. And even being around Tony Boselli this weekend, I was at the hall. I mean, Tony is 6'7 and a quarter, 325, had really light on his feet, long arms. But ultimately, all those things just enabled him to do the job better. Because there's guys that don't have those physical characteristics, but are just so good with their technique that it enables them to still be that good of a player.
We often look at the defensive player as being angry. But offensive linemen have to play angry, but maybe not show anger. Is that fair to say that?
It's a great point, Dan. It's controlled aggression. You know, if you watch like the movies or you see people and they're like, I'm going to kill. Dude, you're going to whiff a bunch. like you can't, it sounds good. I'm just going to go murder these guys. Well, they're going to make you miss. You go up against a guy that's shaking you, you know, like a Bosa or Aaron Donald. You can't just go out there and try to demolish guys. You have to have controlled aggression. You have to pick your spots. And honestly, Dan, I never thought blocking people was fun. Even my freshman year in college, I played defense. When they moved me to offense, the only thing I thought was fun, and still to this day think is fun, is really trying to put people down. Like really try, not injure, but what I enjoyed of the game. People ask me this all the time, Dan. I miss the money, whatever. I miss the camaraderie, but I got plenty of friends. I have plenty of beers. Like I'm fine with that. Dan, I miss the violence. As God is my witness, you can't replicate that anywhere else in life. I miss running into another human being as hard as I can, knocking them over, and just kind of like feeling the life come out of their body and knowing that you just caused them pain. I don't know why that gave me joy, but it did. And I missed that. I missed the joy of physically hurting another human being. And I think it's okay to like admit that.
Do you remember a particular pancake or moment where you're like, that's going to leave a mark, that's going to hurt?
Well, you know what I remember, Dan? The first play of my high school football career in 10th grade, it was a sweep to the right. I was playing linebacker. I got blindsided, and I got the wind knocked out of me. My first play of high school football, I had never gotten the wind knocked out of me before, Dan. I didn't even know what was happening. I thought maybe I was about to die. I did not know what was happening. I couldn't breathe. The kid went for like an 80-yard touchdown. And what I remember is once I caught my breath and I figured out who did it, all I wanted to do the rest of the game was kill that kid. That's all I wanted to do. But I have one. You know, this is an interesting story to tell you in hindsight after what happened to him. But one of the stories I tell is 2003, I'm starting at right guard for the Buffalo Bills. We're playing the Miami Dolphins. And Junior Seau was so good at knowing what was coming and just being aggressive that it was a run to the right. And Dan, I pull to the right, and Junior Seau comes and jacks me up in the backfield because he saw what was coming. So he jacks me up, and I'm kind of holding on to him. And our running back, Travis Henry, cuts back the other way. And so Junior disengages from me and goes the other way. I have no idea what possessed me to do this, Dan. Like my natural reaction was, well, I can't hold him anymore. It's going to be a holding penalty. So as he disengaged with the hard part of my hand, I hit Junior in the back of his head as hard as I could. And it was like a sniper shot him. Like he went like that and he fell down flat on his face. And he got up, ran over me, goes, Tucker, that was BS. What the heck was that? Ah, why are you laughing? And I was like, dude, you're going to the Hall of Fame. I just totally smoked you in the back of the head. That was hilarious. And he started laughing because that game was on national TV. And I got – my buddy said to me after the game, dude, we saw you punch Seau in the back of the head. So that was one of the funny stories where there's a Hall of Fame player that referenced that. Although now it's weird, Dan, with everything going on with CTE and and what happened with Junior – I almost look at that play a little bit differently now, but it's still a funny story just in the fact that he was mad at me. And then when he saw, I thought it was, I said, dude, you're on the Hall of Fame someday. I just smoked you in the back of the head. That was amazing.
He's Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Who did you meet this weekend that was more interesting or special than you thought?
You know what's crazy about it? I'm sitting there during the speeches, and Dan, I was like, it's really a unique thing. Right behind me was Doug Peterson, the Jags' current head coach. Right in front of me was John Robinson, you know, the legendary USC and Rams coach. And here's what's crazy. They tell the people before the speech, they confirm who's sitting where, because ESPN, NFL Network want to put them on TV. So they came over to John Robinson and to Tony's college O-line coach, Mike Barry, and they confirmed their names. So I said to my wife, I'm like, just so you know, we're going to be on TV. So whatever you want to, like, whatever that means to you. So I sat up in my chair a little bit, Dan. I like pulled down my polo, you know, like I didn't want to have, I wanted to look as tight as possible. I didn't want it to be like all baggy. So I'm like this. Now here's what's crazy on ESPN. My head got cut off because my sister-in-law sent a video. So all you could see is like my – but I could see on the board NFL Network. I got a bunch of NFL Network time, and I didn't know, Dan, whether to keep watching Tony and the speech or to like smile at the camera because I knew it was a very awkward on – because I wanted as much FaceTime for you guys as possible.
Sure.
But – everybody else is facing Tony watching the stage, and I'm behind John Robinson like,
You cheese ball.
So what I was going to say to you, though, right next to me, right, like two rows up was Shad Khan. I said, I'm going to go say hi to Shad Khan. My wife's like, tell him I like his mustache. I was like, yeah, he's never heard that one before. That's going to be my opening line to the owner of the Jags. My wife likes your mustache. Robert Kraft was right there. David Tepper. I mean, like, if you like football, you need to go to the Hall of Fame tonight, because it's just like NFL players walking around, not only the Hall of Famers, but all the guys that are coming back to support, you know, whoever's getting in, yeah, like me supporting Tony.
Yeah.
They're just like walking around everywhere.
Did I make Boselli's speech?
No. Why?
Are you kidding me? I've been working on Boselli for 4 years to get him into the Hall of Fame.
You know what? You should have. That's the only reason why Tony even had me there, I think. I didn't play with him. I didn't play for the Jags. I think Tony literally invited me. Now, we do some Westwood One games together. Yeah. He mentioned the local guys. I thought where he had me sitting, because I was close to John Robinson, like when the ESPN guy was going around, like ask, I was like, I am Ross Tucker. Like, this is Ross Tucker if he mentions me in the speech. But no, he only mentioned the local guys that I guess went to bat for him all the time. But yes.
Paulie, I'm shocked.
I'm going to get the transcript before we make a judgment.
Reggie Jackson mentioned me in his Hall of Fame speech at Cooperstown.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Well, Tony should have mentioned me before he mentioned you. I went on every platform I could to say Tony should be in a million times. You know what, by the way? Yeah. I've decided after watching Tony, Sterling Sharp should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Sterling Sharp is the wide receiver of Tony Boselli's left tackle, of Terrell Davis's running back.
All right.
You know, that phenomenal, but just had a crazy injury that didn't allow him to do it for a long time.
All right. I like that. We brought up some other names. Obviously, Tiki Barber, Otis Anderson, Ricky Waters. Like, there's some running backs.
Roger Craig.
Craig.
I did this, Dan, I did this on my show on Friday. You know what my big takeaway is? There's a lot of guys that could be in the Hall of Fame. Like, yeah, like I had people calling up, and they were saying Zach Thomas, Patrick Willis, I mean, DeMarcus Ware. There's a lot of varied – Lester Hayes. The only guy and most people, you look at their resume and you're like, yeah, that guy could be a Hall – yeah, that guy's a Hall of Famer. The guy I'm not – so you have to tell me. I got three calls on Jim Plunkett.
Yeah.
You think Jim Plunkett's a Hall of Famer?
Well,
he never even went to a Pro Bowl. He was never considered one of the five or six best.
But he won two Super Bowls. See, that's the problem. It's like Eli. I don't think Eli was a great quarterback. He didn't lead the league in anything but interceptions. So why is he in? If his name is,
there was a couple years where Eli went to Pro Bowls and was considered, like, there was a few years.
Yeah,
where
but
Eli
back
was
then,
one of the five
when Jim Plunkett played, you went to the Pro Bowl. You didn't make up an excuse. Therefore, the seventh alternate gets to go to the Pro Bowl. Plunkett. Is underrated. Yeah, Paulie.
I have a wild stat I just found. Eli Manning in his career in the regular season, 117-117. He's a 500 quarterback. Jim Plunkett, for his career in the regular season, 72-72, 500 quarterback.
Isn't that unreal?
Yeah.
I noticed that. But my point is, Dan, there's a lot. Like Joe Klecko, the guys that really have it rough are the seniors candidates, because there's a lot of guys.
Well, Joe Klecko,
I think, are deserving.
Joe Klecko was the best defensive lineman on the sack exchange. Gastineau got all the credit. Joe, you ask any of those offensive linemen, Joe Klecko was a man. I mean, he was a beast there. Zach Thomas, one of the smartest players who's ever played the game.
Bingo. Dan, I started at least three games against Zach. He was incredible. He was incredible how instinctive he was, how much he knew what we were running. And you look at his stats. His stats are better than Urlacher. You know what happens? Urlacher was a great player. But Urlacher became the face of the Bears. And it's Chicago. It's a big market.
Yeah.
So Urlacher gets in right away.
Yeah.
He didn't have a better career than Zach Thomas did, but Zach Thomas didn't get, you know, wasn't like the marketing darling that Urlacher was.
No, I agree. And it's like Joe Namath. Love him, but Joe, to me, was not a Hall of Fame quarterback. You got more interceptions than touchdowns. He had one great moment, and it was maybe the biggest moment in NFL history. He played in New York. If he doesn't play, if he plays in Cleveland, he's not in the Hall of Fame. But he played in New York. He won that game. He guaranteed it, and you go into the Hall of Fame. So a lot of it is where you play. Not necessarily when as much as where you play. And I think that that factors in as well. But, you know, it's tricky because not everybody can get in. But I do think that there are some glaring omissions, and it feels like every year we're reminded of that. Hey, I got to run. It's always great to talk to you.
Absolutely. See you, Dan. See you guys.
That's Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One.
Gotta go.
Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey on the program tomorrow. Nothing to talk to him about, right? Yeah, we've been trying to secure him for a little while, so he's been busy doing some things here. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, final results of the poll question. How about this day in sports history, Paulie?
Oh, let's knock it out.
Yeah.
1903, Joe McGinty from New York, I'm guessing the Yankees, pitched two complete games in one day. He won 6-1 and 4-3 over the Brooklyn Dodgers. He pitched 18 full innings of baseball. Mm-hmm. And let's see, 1992, the Dream Team, 1992, clinched a gold medal in the Barcelona. Fritzy, try that one. Summer Olympics. The U.S. basketball team beat Croatia 117-85.
Let's see. Did you know in 2006, the Rangers' Mark DeRosa made two outs in one at bat in the ninth inning? So he struck out and then bumping into the catcher on his throw to second base. So he was called for interference. So he strikes out, interferes with the catcher's throw, and he was responsible for two outs. How about the first player in 41 years to collect seven hits in a game? The Giants' Brandon Crawford on this day in 2016 had a triple-double and five singles. First night game at Wrigley Field. Called after four innings due to rain. So was it the first night game since it didn't count?
First night innings.
First attempt at a night game at Wrigley. Yes, Paul?
They sold these shirts outside the stadium, 8888. It was a big deal. A lot of people did not want it, but it was a big deal.
Okay. Let's see. Dave in North Carolina. Hi, Dave. Thanks for holding. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Best and worst of the weekend. I'm going to skip right over the worst because I'm a Red Sox fan. So let's get to the best of the weekend. That would be Jim Nantz and Sir Nick Faldo signing on at the Wyndham.
Yeah.
Fantastic job. I was a low-level worker at the Wyndham, and I got to speak with Jim just very briefly. He is either the nicest man in the world or a complete sociopath. He is a fantastic person and a great friend of the show, and I just wanted to give them a nod for that. That was fantastic.
Jim Nantz is who you want Jim Nantz to be at all times. That's just who he is. But I'm watching, and I know this is Nick Faldo's final event, final day, and I'm thinking, you know, Faldo is never ruffled. You know, he's always in control. When he played, didn't show emotion. He's a man's man. And all of a sudden, Jim goes, and as you know, this is our final broadcast with Sir Nick Faldo. And so he's going to hand it over to him so Nick will be able to thank everybody and say, you know, Jim, it's been wonderful, and, you know, I'm going to enjoy retirement. They go to him. He puts his hands over his face, and he's like, I had it. I had it. And I go, oh, my God. He was losing it. But then he could never get it together until right at the very end, and they did their best to try to help him along. Because sometimes when you're interviewing somebody and they get emotional, then you try to help them a little bit. You guide them a little bit. You try to distract them a little bit. Man, this was raw emotion, where he's been thinking about this, I'm going to guess, for weeks at a time. What I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it, and he's always composed. And then when he started, I was like, yes, somebody else crying on TV in this business. But you know, as Jim Nantz said, hey, you've been the best at two different things. You were the best golfer in the world at a time, and you were the best golf analyst. And I thought it was a wonderful way to say goodbye to Nick Faldo. John in Texas. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. First time calling into the show. I want to get your take on the Deshaun Watson case and with the NFL versus the juxtaposed position of how the NFL handled the Miami Dolphins situation. Do you feel that...
You got to do it separately. You got to do it separately, John. That's the mistake we make. Do I think they went light on Stephen Ross? Yes. Do I think they didn't want to get into the tanking, throwing games, you know, incentivizing, losing? No, they did not want to go down that road. So they spanked him hard with the tampering, not the tanking. And as far as Deshaun Watson goes, I got to see what happens with the attorney general, former attorney general, with what his ruling is. Do I think it's light? Yes, but I think it was appropriate given what the NFL, how the NFL has ruled before. The NFL was its own worst enemy in the first ruling with Deshaun Watson. What did you learn on the program? Paulie, I'll start with you. What did you learn today?
Oh, thanks, Dan. Ironically, last week I said when you do these little games and trivia with us that you shouldn't always start with Fritzy. Turns out I was wrong. You should always start with Fritzy.
Yes. DeGrom has 1,519 career strikeouts through 200 baseball starts. Since 1906, only three pitchers have more strikeouts through their first 200 career starts. Anybody want to take a guess on this one? Fritzy, I'll start with you.
11.
Were you not listening?
Was it? I was looking at
you. Oh, Todd.
So bad.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Which pitcher? 11.
11.
That
Todd
fail.
Goes, I was reading a mean tweet. They made fun of me, and I was reading that. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Other than that, you keep your shirt off up until the moment you hit the airwaves. You are absolutely Dan Aldo.
Dan Aldo. Seton, what did you learn today?
Two.
What did you learn?
I like that. That's a good answer. Two. I'll roll with that.
Marv, what did you learn today?
Todd, he reads mean tweets during the show.
What did I learn, Todd?
If an analyst says one NFL team is hungry, it suggests there are other teams who are not.
Style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. Not this family. Mercedes-Benz, MBUSA.com. Learn more. Or test drive at one of your local dealers. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. Talk to you tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.